USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The Fulton County District Attorney is expected to present the Trump case to a grand jury as early as Monday. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan has confirmed to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he has been called to testify to the grand jury on Tuesday. This means Fannie Willis will have to begin presenting her case regarding allegations of Donald Trump conspiring to overthrow the 2020 election results in Georgia. The Iowa State Fair is the center of the political universe this weekend as the top 2024 Republican hopefuls try to gain support. Former President Trump was at the fairground in Des Moines on Saturday, as was this Republican voter.
I liked what Trump could do if he just kept his mouth shut. Right? So that was the thing. And so he's not a good leader. I liked his philosophies and what he was trying to accomplish, but the way he went about it, not good.
Trump's top challenger, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, was also at the fair. At least 80 people have been killed on Maui as search and rescue operations continue in the resort town of Lahaina. FEMA Operations Director Jeremy Greenberg talked about how quickly the Hawaii wildfire spread.
As you can see from the pictures, this was an amazingly devastating fire. When you talk about these types of fires moving as quickly as the length of a football field in 20 seconds or less.
Local officials fear the death toll will continue to rise, with hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Millions living in the Pacific Northwest are bracing for excessive heat. Western Oregon could set temperature records on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the triple digits. It will also be unseasonably hot in Seattle, with highs in the 90s. Toyota is recalling nearly 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with the fuel line. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
They say all dogs go to heaven, but on Earth, the best taken care of go to Arizona.
Scottsdale, Arizona is receiving high marks for how it treats four-legged friends. A new Wallet Hub study out this week ranked the Phoenix suburb as the most pet-friendly city in the U.S. It used a number of metrics to come up with the rankings, including pet health and wellness and pet budget. And while Scottsdale ranked poorly in the budget category, it landed the top spot for health and wellness and was also in the top 10 for outdoor pet-friendly. I'm John Schaefer.
The Buffalo Bills welcomed DeMar Hamlin back on Saturday, less than a year after suffering cardiac arrest on the field. The safety started on kickoff coverage in the Bills' first preseason game. Hamlin also had three tackles against the Colts. A legendary Dodgers pitcher had his number retired. Fernando Mania ruled Dodger Stadium Friday night as Fernando Valenzuela's number 34 was retired. Valenzuela took the baseball world by storm as a 20-year-old rookie in 1981, pitching a complete game shutout against the Astros on opening day. He went on to win the National League Rookie of the Year and Cy Young Award, also helped the Dodgers to a World Series championship that year. Barbie is still dominating at the box office. It crossed $500 million domestically on Friday and is expected to become the top-grossing Warner Brothers release of all time in North America when adjusted for inflation, Variety said. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like